We'll talk later. Boker Tov. Good morning, everyone. World history begins with creation. Jewish history begins with Exodus, leaving Egypt, right? Now, when we left Mitzrayim, when we left Egypt, so one of the first mitzvot that God gave us was to don tefillin. Now, what does the word tefillin mean? Who knows? Tefillin?
Does it come from tefillah?
No? Yes, no? Oh, it's a good thought. Maybe it comes from tefillah. Does the word tefillin show up in the Torah?
I don't think so.
Huh? What is the Torah? Where does the Torah tell us to put on what we call tefillin? Where does it say it in the Torah? In the parasha of Shema? Is that the only place? There are four places in the Torah where it says we should don tefillin. In the parasha of Shema, and in three other places. Just when we left Egypt, God gave us specific commandments, and within those commandments, God said, write the tefillin. Who knows what those commandments were? Any of you firstborn?
Yes.
You're firstborn? Any of you firstborn?
You mean
Pidyon HaBen? The Torah tells us the firstborn boy and the firstborn animal have special laws. You pointed at them when I said firstborn animal?
Oh,
okay, what? Boys? You're firstborn boys?
No.
So, you are?
Yeah, but you have to be firstborn boy, not the first.
The first child that the mother has, the first one to break through the womb. So, that first child, we have a special mitzvah, Pidyon HaBen. We redeem him, right? We say that first child, God says, really, I killed all the firstborns in Egypt, and ever since then, you owe me, you firstborns. What were the firstborns in Egypt? Who knows? No one knows. Don't worry. It's in the Jerusalem Talmud. Ask half the guys here. They don't know either. In the Jerusalem Talmud, it says, in Egypt, one of the idols they worshipped were the firstborn. They believed whoever made it out first, he's a god. So when God went through Egypt on that night, God destroyed all the gods of Egypt. God also killed all the firstborn Egyptians. Now, the Jews in Egypt, were they monotheists or pagans?
Pagans.
Right. The Jews in Egypt were serving idols just like the Egyptians. So technically, when God came into Egypt, God should have killed the firstborn boy, Jewish boys too, right? That's why God says, I passed over that night. I passed over your homes. Think about it. If I come here and I want to hit Dan, is there any reason I should hit you? I have to pass over you to hit him? Why do we say God passed over our homes? Because technically, our homes should have been hit too. God said, I'm going to destroy all the idols in Egypt. I'm going to kill all the firstborn. They go hand in hand, right? Now we understand why. And the Jewish firstborn were also idols. God said, I'll pass over your home, even though your firstborns were idols as well. So that's why we call it Passover. Pesach means passed over. Now, God says, you guys owe me. So you take the firstborn animal, you take the firstborn child, and those belong to me. The firstborn child you redeem, you give my representatives five